Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And this is where we share what's going on this week in marketing, in business, and in life. This was an episode format that we kind of bailed on, but we had a lot of feedback that people liked hearing about what was going on this week. So we're bringing it back super short. And when we share what is the new stuff you should be knowing about, some of it's important, some of it's useless. Let's get into the mildly important stuff. So first off, some changes to LinkedIn, Instagram, some email stuff. So on LinkedIn, you may not have heard, but this is really cool. So now they've updated the analytics on LinkedIn, and now you can actually see when you post something on LinkedIn, for the first time, you can see how many people are saving that post. And then not only how many people are saving the post, but then how many people are taking the post that you put out there or your company put out there, and then send it in a private DM to somebody else. This is really cool. And these are two metrics that LinkedIn uses a lot to decide how much they should circulate a post or whatever. So if you've not seen this yet, all you gotta do is go to the engagement area and then click on your post. And then when you scroll down, you actually see the number of saves and the number of sends that are taking place. And the reason this is important is it can then start to help to craft what type of content you should be putting out there to get more saves and more sends, which is kind of cool. And so what else is going on? The other thing came out about LinkedIn, and I'll get off of LinkedIn, I promise, is that Buffer came out. They had analyzed 2 million LinkedIn posts across 94,000 different LinkedIn accounts. And what they found is something that is not shocking, but maybe you don't know it. The more you post on LinkedIn, right, company page, personal page, whatever, the more LinkedIn will circulate your future posts. So the data that they now are showing that if you post 2 to 5 times per week, okay, it will actually increase your impressions, number of people viewing your posts, by about 1,000 views for all your other posts ongoing. If you post 6 to 10 times a week, which I can tell you from firsthand knowledge is very hard to do. That's a lot of posts. Okay, but if you can post 6 to 10 times per week, it'll increase your post impressions by over 5,000 views on each post. Good luck to you if you want to post more than 11 times per week, but it will actually get you 16,000 additional impressions per post. So if you could do it, go for it. All right, what else is going on? So in Instagram, this is kind of interesting. So in Instagram, whenever you put out a post on Instagram and you want to pin a comment. So you post something and then somebody writes some sort of cool comment. If you hold down that comment, you can pin the comment. You've been able to do that for about the last 5 years. And that's a good thing to do because it helps to get people kind of engaged with your post. But the weird thing that Instagram never allowed you to do, but started to roll out this week that you're now allowed to do, is that you can actually now pin your own comment. So if you want to, like, you know, write something more than you want people to read or check out or whatever, you write the comment, you hold it down, and now you can pin your own comment. And that just rolled out this week. If you don't have it yet, it's literally rolling out. And I know how ridiculous all these little things sound, but to tell you the truth, this is how you win, right? By knowing the little stuff that's going on out there. Speaking of little stuff, when I just gave this talk at HubSpot's Inbound about 2 weeks ago, one of the things I got the biggest reaction to as it relates to email marketing was this test that works really, really well, which is this idea of when you send out your promotional email, business or consumer, you have your subject line, fine. But then after your subject line, you have your pre-header. That's like that line of gray text underneath your subject line or next to your subject line or whatever. What is a great test to do is have absolutely no pre-header, none at all. Okay, because what it does is creates a lot of white space around the email that you're sending out. And in general, it will actually increase your open rates, percentage of people opening up your emails, by about 15%, because when there's no pre-header present, it really makes your email pop. But the hard part is, how do you actually have no pre-header show up? Because what happens is if you don't include a pre-header, automatically Outlook and Gmail and whatever, they will automatically grab the kind of first line of your message and shove it in there as the pre-header. So what you can do, there's some code that you can put in your email. It's not complicated, I promise. And the way you get the code, so that way I don't confuse the planet here, just go to ChatGPT and you write this prompt. What is an easy prompt to to ask you to not have a pre-header in your promotional emails. Okay. You literally are saying that. What do I need to ask you, ChatGPT, to ensure that my pre-header doesn't show up in my emails because I want to have no pre-header? You could ask it just like that. And then it'll give you the code, it'll tell you the steps, it takes 3 seconds. Great, easy test. All right, let's get into some absolutely ridiculous things. Well, if you are a Labubu fan out there, okay, I got some bad news for you. Now, by the way, if you don't know what Labubu is, congratulations, you're probably cool. Labubu is that weird kind of toothy looking doll that's kind of freaky looking that everyone's been trying to like buy up and collect and whatever. Not me. I don't know. I think they're ugly and weird and whatever, but what do I know? Anyway, apparently it is not trending anymore and the prices are dropping significantly. They've fallen 24% in just the last 2 weeks, according to Bloomberg. So if you thought you were going to be on like the Beanie Baby train and buying Labubus and crush it, I got news for you. The Labubu craze is heading in the wrong direction. So what is going on with TV? What am I watching? This is so not important. I just started, and I strongly recommend, on Amazon Prime, The Girlfriend, Season 1. This is with Robin Wright. She's the one of the stars. This is about a mom and her son and the son's girlfriend. It's a little weird, but it's one of these, you know, like, I don't know how many episodes there are, 6, 7, whatever it is, and it's so far, I say, go for it. It's very entertaining. I like it. So The Girlfriend Season 1 on Prime just came out. Very good. And then I did ultimately watch Unknown Number, The High School Catfish on Netflix. What in the hell is wrong with people on this planet? I mean, I watched this thing and I lost my faith in humanity. I could not believe what goes on. I don't even understand how these people wound up making this documentary. There's nothing about it that makes any sense to me. I feel bad for many people. And yes, this, I don't even know what to say. But I do appreciate you being here. Listen, if this wasn't the worst podcast, leave it a review. It helps circulate the show. Then we get more people to be sucked into the weirdness that I put out there. You're a very awesome human being. I appreciate you and keep it real. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.